A Jewish Journal article. Israel designates six Palestinian organizations as terror groups. The Israeli Defense Ministry designated six Palestinian NGOs as terror organizations over their alleged ties to the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PFLP, on October 22. The six NGOs were Adamir Rights Group, Al-Haq, Bisson Center for Research and Development, Defense for Children International Palestine, the Union of Agricultural Work Committees, UAWC, and Union of Palestinian Women's Committees, UPWC. The Defense Ministry argued in a Twitter thread that an Israeli investigation in May found that the PFLP, which has been designated as a terror organization by both the United States and the European Union, has institutions masquerading as a network for absorption of funds for the terrorist organization, and serve as a place of employment for PFLP agents. State Department spokesman Ned Price criticized the move, saying that Israel did not give the United States any notice before the announcement. "We believe respect for human rights, fundamental freedoms, and a strong civil society are critically important to responsible and responsive governance." A source from the Defense Ministry told the Jerusalem Post that the U.S. was, in fact, informed about the decision before it was announced. United Nations Special Rapporteur of Freedom of Association Clement Voulet tweeted that he was outraged by the move. "Defending human rights, calling for accountability, fighting against arbitrary arrests, is a legitimate work and must be respected, not shut by flawed terrorism laws." Human Rights Watch Executive Director Kenneth Roth similarly tweeted that the Defense Ministry's allegations that the six NGOs are terrorists are unsubstantiated and a transparent attempt to muzzle prominent critics of the Israeli government. Rather than end apartheid, it tries to silence the messengers. Honest Reporting's Daniel Pomerantz noted in an October 24 piece that the United States Agency of International Development, USAID, found that the UAWC and UPWC both have PFLP ties and that two UAWC employees were behind in an October 2019 West Bank terror attack that resulted in the death of Rina Schnerb, a 17-year-old Israeli teen. Additionally, Pomerantz pointed to the fact that the UN rejected Adamir's 2012 application for consultative status in the Economic and Social Council, ECOSOC, after they failed to respond to concerns from the U.S. about their PFLP's ties. Pomerantz also noted that American Express, MasterCard and Visa also ceased their donations to Al-Haq and the UAWC over their reported PFLP ties. Al-Haq and Bisson have both denied having connections to the PFLP. The PFLP said in a statement that the move amounted to aggression against the institutions of the Palestinian people, but did not deny having ties to the six NGOs.